Hello and welcome to Witchy Wellness Radio. I'm your host, Lauren Cholentani, women's holistic health coach and fellow recovering perfectionist. This podcast was created to show you that your body is not in the way. It is actually leading your way. Hello, hello everybody. Welcome back. You are listening to episode 119. Made Manifest with me, Lauren Cholentani. This is another weekly short inspirational episode from my heart to yours to help you refocus, gain inspiration, and start your week off right. A word from our sponsors, Living the Good Life Naturally Magnesium. This is my go-to brand for transdermal magnesium supplementations, which means a foot soak or a bath, highly absorbable rate compared to taking it orally or internally. If you want to learn more about magnesium benefits, listen to episode 73 on Witchy Wellness Radio with founder Kristen Bowen. But head over to the show notes and use that link and use code Witchy, W-I-C-T-H-Y for 10% off of your purchase. And without further ado, please enjoy episode 119, Made Manifest with me, Lauren Cholentani. As old chapters close, and one way or another, we start to embark on a new wave of energy and vibration that will bring up, clean, and heal whatever was in the way, so to speak, of maintaining that frequency long term. So be very directional. It's due to the very fact that what isn't in alignment or people or situations suddenly leaving, however it quote unquote manifests, it all comes up, it all arises. So thank it, love it, let that shit go. Because we all say we want change, but are we truly willing to let go of the way things are in order to usher in a new one? Known misery is seemingly so safe, safer than unknown joy. But why is that? Well, we love to control everything. It made me feel like there should be a life checklist or syllabus, because we would totally get an A+. But we know it doesn't work that way. But when we declare our intention, our desire, and release how and the when we get there or get that desire, and then finally continually aligning ourselves to that energy of that desire every single day, mountains and heaven will move for this to happen. This next part might be triggering, but the surrender is the most pivotal part of it all. When we try to control the how and the when of manifesting, it's like telling the universe, hello, I'm desperate, desperately wanting more of what I already have, what I don't want, a lack of what I don't want. And in my course, Anxious to Align, you'll learn the actual neuroscience behind why what you focus on grows. We want to grow that gratitude. Why? Because when we are grateful for something or someone, it means it's already here. Even when you only can save $1 or pay the minimums on your debt, be grateful for what you can do, not what you cannot. Another way is feeling the feelings of what you want to manifest well before it gets here, feeling that now. I'll leave you with this quote to tie this all together. The grass is always greener where you water it. And remember, open up, surrender, trust, and let your body lead the way.